Hello, folks, and welcome to another edition of the Dr. Mark Foster Show. On today's program, I will discuss the subject of martyrdom. It is a concept which has unfortunately been twisted and distorted into something like a political agenda, whereas in the original Arabic, the word shahada really translates as bearing witness, testifying, or testimony. Martyrdom, therefore, is the act of testifying to the unity of God, to Tawhid, literally unification or unifying. It has nothing to do with acts of mass killing or terrorism, which have in recent years been performed by various radical groups around the world in both East and West. The concept of martyrdom is a very deep concept. In my view, it is a term which can best be understood from the perspective of the valley of true poverty and absolute nothingness, which is a subject that I discussed in the previous program. In other words, martyrdom involves the recognition that this world is complete and utter nothingness, that this shell that we occupy, both the physical body and the physical world around us, are nothing but the appearance, the outward appearance of the world of archangels. We are the visitors to the world of archangels. They are not the visitors to us. We are the visitors to them. Our home is not this world. This world is their home. Our home is the next world. That is true poverty and absolute nothingness, in my view. The recognition of that, not only understanding it intellectually, but experiencing it, feeling it, having a sense of acquaintanceship with unity, and recognizing that without unity, that one is trapped in this world. And that is why I think Baha'u'llah says in the Valley of Unity that it is the first valley without limitation. In other words, the valleys of search, of love, and of knowledge are valleys of limitation, but there is no limitation in unity, in the unity of God. So martyrdom, or testifying, or shahada, is testifying to the unity of God. In doing so, one affirms one's true place in this world. One recognizes that one is simply a passerby to the world of dust, that this is not our eternal home, that instead our home is the world that we will arrive at after we leave behind this temporal frame and enter into the great world beyond. Until next time, this is Dr. Mark Foster. Have a good one.